Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Harry Palmer opens the next chapter of Office Wife.
Someone's killed Angela Tennant. I swear I don't know a thing about it. I've just this minute walked into her flat. This afternoon, Angela rushed into the Ambassador's and said she had to see me. Here, tonight, at her flat. I thought I knew what she was up to. I thought she and Inspector James were going to plant someone to overhear every word I said. But I came along just the same. I thought I was going to make fools of them. The flat was empty. I tell you, I just walked in and there was no one here. And then Jeff and Stella turned up. Stella's been hunting through the flat, and not 10 seconds ago she came rushing out of the bathroom screaming.
Jeff, do something, do something. On the floor, it's awful, she's dead.
All right, get a grip on yourself. Too bad we had to butt in, eh, Palmeroli?
What? I didn't do it. Now listen to me, Jeff, listen to me, honest. May I be struck dead? I only this minute walked in.
Sarah, lock the front door and bring me the key.
Yes, Jeff.
Huh. I know what you're thinking. Have some sense, for heaven's sake. Jeff, I didn't lay a finger on her. I didn't even know she was here.
All right. Stand right here and don't move. Stella, got the key?
Catch.
Stand there by the door, Stella. If he makes a move, if he moves a muscle in the direction of the door, yell.
Right.
I'm going into the bathroom to have a look at Angela.
Well, I'm coming too.
You're staying right there.
Stella. Stella, this is... It's fantastic. You don't think that
I... Stay where you are, Palmer.
But you must believe me. Both of you, you must. Stella, you don't think I killed Angela?
I think you did.
But I couldn't have. I'd only been in the flat 30 seconds before you and Jeff arrived.
So you say. I don't believe you, Palmer. And neither will anyone else. Your only chance was to get rid of Angela Tennant before that Dr. McIndoe person comes back.
Come here, Palmer.
Huh?
Yes, come on over here. See her on the floor? Pretty clumsy, Palmer. Couldn't you do anything more subtle than strangle her?
Strangle her? She's dead.
That's right. She's been choked. And recently, too.
I didn't touch her, I tell you. You can't pin it on me. I didn't touch her.
You'd better sit down and take it quietly.
What are you going to do?
Get hold of Inspector James, of course.
I'll phone if you like.
Yes, right away. Metropole 6666. Tell him it looks as though she's been dead about half an hour.
Half an hour? Half an hour? Well, there you are. See, I told you I was in the clear. I told you, I can prove I was 5 miles away half an hour ago.
Well, I'm afraid that won't do you any good, old man.
Well, of course it will. If she was killed half an hour ago, I can prove I wasn't near the flat.
I said that won't do you any good.
Why won't it?
Because as Stella and I opened the door, we saw you with your hands around her neck. You'd just finished choking her, and we saw you. Didn't we, Stella?
Yes. Yes, as we came in, we saw you strangling Angela Tennant.
Actually on time for once.
Oh, yes,
Marcia, here I am.
Been looking everywhere but the right place. Oh, hello, Aunt Harriet. Darling, I'm so glad you're back.
So am I, my dear. How's it been, Casey?
Oh, I'm all right. Did you get my letters?
All of them. Help me with this bag.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of my cases are in the van, but I kept this one. Have you a cab waiting?
I brought your car.
Oh, good.
Porter.
So much the better.
Here you are, Porter. We'll lead the way.
I'm anxious to see how what's been happening, Marcia. Are things as bad with the firm as you said in your letters?
I'm afraid so, Aunt Harriet. But look, let's get out to the car and I'll tell you all about it on the way home. And as for Jeff, well, Aunt Harriet, he's nice enough to me whenever we meet, but there's no earthly hope of us ever being together again.
But from what you told me in your letters, he seemed to be more or less finished with the Bronson girl, too. And I sure think so. The hussy, giving Palmer those shares and sticking to Angela Tennant's diary.
But he's not finished with her. What about tonight?
Of course, he owes her such an awful lot, you know.
And he owes me nothing. Tonight he wouldn't even tell me what was going on. Just rushed into Stella's flat, told her to grab a coat, and went.
Don't you even know where?
He wouldn't say. Oh, Aunt Harriet, it's so humiliating. He and Stella are sort of... Well, they're together in everything, and I'm always out in the cold. And I haven't a leg to stand on. I have to stand and watch them and not say a word.
While your firm goes down and down the hill.
But what can I do? We've shifted heaven and earth to get Palmer arrested, but it's too late. By the time Stella and Angela Tennant came to their senses and told what they knew...
By the time you came to your senses too, Marcia, don't forget that.
All right, me too. But that Inspector James man couldn't arrest Palmer on anything we had against him. And so matters are just where they've always been. I've lost my husband. Jeff and Stella have each other. And Harry Palmer's found another job and he can start all over again.
When are you seeing Jeff again?
I don't know. I can always call at the firm, of course.
Marcia, would you ask Jeff to resign for the good of the business?
That's the one thing I can't possibly do.
Eventually you might have to.
But, Aunt Harriet, how can I ask him to turn the firm over to someone else? How could I ask him to clear out when it's my fault he can't make a success of it?
That's not answering me, Marcia.
Oh, well... Oh, what's the use? I don't care what it costs me. I have to hang on to him somehow. I have to, Aunt Harriet, don't you see? No matter what it costs me, I can't let Jeff go now. And I don't intend to.
Jeff. Jeff, old man. Stella, you couldn't do a thing like this. You couldn't put my head in a noose.
Oh, no.
And don't appeal to me, you rat. Angela's dead, and we caught you red-handed choking the life out of her.
But they'll hang me. No, listen, wait. You don't know what you're doing. They'll hang me.
We know what we're doing, Palmer. You've done just what the inspector said you'd do. What you had to do before Dr. McIndoe gets back from abroad. You had to get rid of Angela Tennant.
But I told you 50 times I only got here half a minute before you did.
Maybe so, old boy. But that's not the way Stella and I are going to tell it. You won't have a chance in a million.
But you couldn't lie me onto the gallows, Jeff. You couldn't do it. You're not that sort of a chap. You couldn't do a thing like that.
Until a few days ago, I couldn't. But now I can. You made the rules, Palmer, not me.
Yes, but a thing like that, Jeff. Maybe she's not dead. Maybe she's only fainted.
She's dead and you killed her.
I didn't, I swear I didn't.
We know you didn't, Palmer. Why shouldn't we tell him, Jeff? We know you didn't touch her, because we saw you come in and we followed you.
Well, then, for the love of Pete, how can you frame me like this in cold blood? Just standing there, the two of you.
You'll have me in tears in a minute. What's the matter? Don't you think you deserve what you're getting?
Go and ring the inspector, Stella. We don't want to stay here with Palmer and a corpse all night.
No, wait. Listen, maybe there's some way.
Yes?
You don't want to see me go up for murder.
Oh, but we do.
But if I... Listen, Jeff, listen, old man. If I made you a proposition...
No proposition,
thanks. But what if I told you all about the... The other things.
We know all about the other things.
Yes, yes, but if I wrote them down, if I made a confession here and now, what if I did that?
Don't take any notice of him, Jeff. What's that number again, the police?
The Metropole 6666.
No. No, no, wait, I'll tell you everything. I'll give you the lock. Don't talk to the police yet.
Hold it, sir. Well, Palmer?
I'll sit down now. You can dictate it. I'll make a statement about everything. The swindle, Angela Tennant, Cedric Hooper, even old Bendigo. I'll tell you the lot and I'll sign it just so long as you get me out of this.
Oh, you're beginning to interest me. You'll give me a complete statement here and now in front of Stiller?
Yes, 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 anything. Get me off the spot. Just tell James I couldn't have killed Angela, that's all.
Hmm. Now what do you say, Stiller? Shall we let him hang?
Yes, it's up to you.
You got a pen on you, Palmer?
Yes. Yes, here.
All right. Grab some paper out of Angela's desk, Stella, and we'll make a start. It's been a long time. Yes, I never thought we'd catch you like this.
What was that?
What was what?
I heard a sound. I heard something. And Pilgrim. It came from the bathroom.
A fool. A blithering, blundering fool. Couldn't she have kept quiet even if she had to suffocate herself? If Palmer manages to pull himself together in time, we won't get that statement out of him, tonight or any other night. Angela Tennant, I could strangle you myself with pleasure.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy. A Donovan Joyce production.